I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa, the creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. After several years of climbing the never-ending corporate ladder, I waved goodbye to a job title and salary I once thought defined my success and embarked on a life full of good health, wholesome conversations, nourishing relationships, and a career that fueled my soul. With an aim to help positively change the way you think one healthy conversation at a time, during these solo episodes, I'll share stories, insights, and practical tips and tools that I hope inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, gratitude, manifestation, spirituality, and powerful mindset practices. If you want to remove limiting beliefs, have the confidence to embrace fear, and know that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams, then buckle up because you are in exactly the right place. Introducing Australia's new feel-good place for all things health, beauty, and wellness. Beautifullyhealthy.com.au is now open. Hustle your way to beautifullyhealthy.com.au and explore their range of over 6,000 health, wellness, and beauty products. Sign up as a member and you'll receive 15% off your first purchase. Okay. Hello, friends. As promised, I'm back with another solo episode, and this one is packed with my favorite New Year's practices and rituals that I like to do throughout January to get super clear and really, really intentional on my goals and desires. This is something that I'm really passionate about, and since doing the Healthy Hustlers have made an absolute priority in January. So in my recent episode about being the main character of your story, I spoke about how important it is to have a crystal clear vision of what you want your life to look like. Then in actually doing the work, committing to the rituals that serve you, prioritizing your healthy habits that make you feel good, and just really showing up day in, day out, and doing the work so that you actually become what you want to attract. So if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely do. I think it literally only goes for like 8 or 9 minutes. It's just like a really quick, motivating podcast to, I guess, just some little healthy thought starters. But it was part of my little mini mindset series that I did. So I just thought I'd actually remind you of something from that episode because I feel like it's really, really important. And given this is the last episode of the year, which seems so crazy, and that was actually one of my favorite episodes to record recently. So I just wanted to give you a little reminder of something that I shared in that. And it was a few ways that you can really start embodying and becoming the main character of your life. So being the main character is really about owning your story. It's really about taking control and sitting in the driver's seat instead of being the victim to your circumstances. So some of the tips that I gave in that to really start embodying that main character was firstly to stop comparing yourself. Two was to create a really clear vision and to start owning your goals and your dreams. It was also to remember that you are wildly capable of achieving whatever you put your mind to. And also to do more of what makes you happy and what makes you feel aligned. I think sometimes we get so stuck in doing what we think we're meant to do or what society has made us feel like is the next step or the next thing. And we often forget to actually check in with ourselves and see if, one, that feels aligned and if that actually makes us happy. I definitely, hand on my heart, can say there's things in my life where I'm like, oh, I definitely went by what society made me feel is the next step rather than what actually felt right or the best thing for me at that time. So I feel like that's definitely a really important one when you are trying to really be in the driver's seat of your story. And the final one, which I know I talk about all the time, but was to really understand what your values are. What do you stand for? What is meaningful to you? Being super clear on that is so, so important. So using these as your compass for 2020, like really use these things as how you will start taking control. And make sure you're prioritizing these things. And honestly, if you can do that, if you can prioritize those few tips, you will seriously see your whole entire world transform. Like, it's insane when you actually start to live by those things. If you can truly wholeheartedly commit to these things, I promise you, I honestly promise you that you will be so, so incredibly proud of the person you are looking at in the mirror come December 2022. So that's just my little healthy reminder. But now I wanted to dive into a few of the practices and rituals that I personally love doing. So if you haven't done so already, then make sure you do a few things that help you start the year with a clean mind. This is something that I find really important and I really, really love to do. And it seriously has such amazing benefits on my mind of just like how fresh I start the new year. But it obviously can be whatever is going to help you feel fresh. But for me personally, it's getting my car washed and detailed. So when I do my Christmas shopping, because there's never any parking, this was actually a little tip my mum gave me. I go to the car detailing place and I get my car washed while I do my Christmas shopping. Then I don't have to worry about trying to find a car park. Usually you have to wait for those car washes any time of the year. So I find that that's the best time for me to do it. And I start the new year then with a fresh and clean car. I also love getting George's pram professionally cleaned. So if you're a mum, you'll know how dirty and disgusting those things get. So literally I've been looking at mine the last few weeks like, oh my God, I can't wait to get my pram cleaned. So I know that that is going to bring me just so much happiness when that is clean. I also love scheduling a day to clean the house or to have the cleaner booked in. Obviously, I know Christmas is a really expensive time. So like I can't always afford to have our cleaner come in for 4 or 5 hours this time of Christmas. So if you can't afford it, then definitely just schedule the time. If you can afford the cleaner, that's awesome. Definitely make sure you book them pre-Christmas. But I love giving like the floors a really, really deep clean. There's actually a great hack. I won't be able to do it this year because Ryan would kill me if I did it on our new floors, but I've done it in our old house. And it was something I read about removing energy, and it was that you can wash your floors with salt, like rock salt, sea salt, and it really helps to like kind of, it's almost like saging your house, like it really removes energy. Definitely look into that. I don't want to ruin anyone's floors. Like I said, I won't be using the salt this year because Ryan would seriously kill me. But yeah, in the past, I've given them like a mop and then I do the salt clean as well. So, you know, putting on the fresh bed sheets, making sure like all of the beds in the house have fresh sheets to come home from our holidays in, giving the bathrooms like a really deep clean, all of just those like, you know, I guess you always do a weekly clean or whatever, but doing the really deep, like, you know, couple of hour clean so that you're just coming home to a house that is full of fresh energy. It's really about, for me, like getting rid of the energy that we have brought into the home throughout this year. And then I love to give it a sage, but I know that's a bit woo-woo for some people, so take that or leave it. But they're just my personal things that personally I love to do to just help have a clear mind when I come back to home to start work in 2022. So think about what it is for you that is going to help you feel really fresh and clean to just jump straight headfirst into the new year. And then when it comes to practices and rituals, as I mentioned in the last episode, I also personally love to have a self-development course or activity to engage in January. So this can look different for everyone, but I find personally it really helps to set the tone for the year. So feel free to message me on Instagram if you want on just Madeline Carafa, and I can help suggest any courses or activities that might be of interest. I've done quite a lot, especially since the start of 2020. I've done quite a lot of different courses, from business ones, money mindset, manifestation, all spiritual courses. So I'm definitely happy to give you any suggestions if you're struggling to find something. So the first kind of ritual that I do is a letter to my 2023 self. Wow, that sounds a bit wild to say 2023, but this is really fun. So this is where you can really use your imagination and start to dream really, really big. It's all about having fun. Remember, guys, there is literally no limits. There is no glass ceiling. The only limit are the ones that you are placing on yourself. So for this, I like to personally have a bath and then I'll do a guided meditation. And then I write my letter to my future self when I'm feeling very zen and I guess connected to my intuition. And first of all, I start by telling her all of the things that I'm proud of that she achieved in the year that is, so the year 2022. And like I said, I dream really, really big. Like I think in last year's letter, or it was this year's letter at the start, I wrote like that I'd got 11 million downloads or something. So like that's huge. And it's more about for me just having fun and just opening my mind. But I do really just think that it helps you realize that there are no limitations. Like opportunities are limitless. There's no glass ceiling. The only glass ceiling that there actually is the one that you're placing on yourself. So it's really just about dreaming big from the get-go of the start of the year.
We'll be right back after this healthy break.
Australia's exciting new online destination for all things health, beauty, and wellness is now open. If you are passionate about health and beauty and you want to look and feel great, then beautifullyhealthy.com.au is for you. As an online health, beauty and wellness community, members will benefit from relevant, on-trend brands at affordable prices, gifts, specials, rewards and rich content. It's your one-stop online shop for all your health, beauty and wellness needs. It's everything you need for your medicine cabinet, a curated selection of your favorite beauty brands, and a full range of your wellness needs, from your vitamins to your yoga mat and everything in between. Plus, by simply buying any product from beautifullyhealthy.com.au, they shall donate a percentage of profits to a humanitarian or health cause that you choose. So register to become a member and claim your 15% off your first purchase and enjoy shopping at the feel good place, beautifullyhealthy.com.au. And so the next thing I like to do is my goal setting. This is where I like to get super, super clear on what I want to achieve. So firstly, the thing that I like to do with this is to set a theme or a word for the year ahead. So this was actually something my beautiful bestie Elise started with a group of us on a New Year's a few years ago, and I literally loved it. It's just basically finding a word. Like I like to just find a word that intuitively comes to me, but finding a word that I guess will encompass your year or be your guide for the year. So like in 2020, mine was wholesomeness. So it's really just about finding a word that will be your theme for the year. Then I like to find a mantra or affirmation for the year. So you don't have to make this up. You can literally Google it or like find one on Instagram. Just anything that really resonates with you and will help guide you through 2022. So my mantra for 2021 was one that I found on Sister Village Instagram. And it was, "This year I will shine brighter than ever before. I have so much to offer this world and I will no longer play small." It's just kind of that guiding thought, that affirmation that you can go back to at any stage. And I actually like to put this when I first start my to-do list for the year, I like to have this written at the top of my to-do list. So it's just that gentle reminder every day of what I'm here to do for the year. Then I like to plan my long-term goals first and then I kind of work backwards. So I write 3 major goals, then a few smaller ones. So once I get super clear on the big ones, I start to map them out as short-term being like 3 months, medium being 6 months, and then obviously the bigger ones, 12 months. And then I use these as my guide for my to-do list throughout the year. So breaking it down so that it's always taking, I guess, those small actionable steps towards the goals instead of being distracted by what others are doing. So something I feel is really important though is having room for flexibility. I believe the more open we can be, you can be to opportunities that align, the more likely the universe is going to deliver them. And usually the ones that the universe delivers to you are so much magical than you could ever, ever have planned for. So that's why I don't like to set out, you know, I've seen some people's goals and it's like 10, 15, 20 goals, which is great if that works for them. But for me personally, I really believe in having flexibility and being open to the opportunities that my energy is aligning with. My events with Georgie was a prime example of that, of like, being open enough that year to have the flexibility to go, yes, this is so important. Like, okay, events overall were on my list, but I didn't know on my goals, but I didn't know how I was going to make it happen. But like at that time, it was like I had enough flexibility in my business to just go, yes, okay, we're focusing on this right now because this is so important. So I think leaving that room and trusting that the universe will bring you those aligned opportunities is so, so important. The next tip or way thing I like to do is people and experiences. So this might sound a bit funny, but if someone asked me what my superpower is, I would honestly probably say manifesting relationships. So I've honestly created and formed some of the most genuine, beautiful, and nurturing relationships through the power of manifestation. So something I personally love to do at the start of the year is to visualize the people and experiences I really want to attract that year. And then I make sure I'm, one, following that person online. I get really curious about them. I start engaging really heavily in their content, and I really try to start matching their energy. And so this might sound a little bit silly or a bit wacky to some people, so totally take it or leave it. But if you are in business, I guess, especially maybe in a product business or like me, do a podcast or something like that, like for me, relationships are so important. They're literally like one of my highest values. They're so important to me. I actually got asked when I was speaking at an event the other weekend, what's been like one of the best opportunities for the growth of my business. And it's definitely been my relationships and my networks that I've been able to create. So if you are in a similar situation to me or, you know, like building relationships, then this is a really powerful little activity that I personally love doing. And then the next one is the vision board. So I know you've probably all heard this a million times, but I want to explain the power of a vision board if it is created with the right energy and the right intention behind it. So there's no point in just putting pretty pictures on a board just because they're pretty. Yes, you want your board to look pretty, of course, but your board needs to really evoke a feeling inside of you, because that's what's going to allow you to be a vibrational match for those desires, for those visions that you've got on your board. So for me personally, after I do my goals, I like to just create a 12-month vision board. So the first thing I do is put the affirmation or the quote for the year on that to use as my guide. So sometimes I have two or three, you know, sometimes it's just my affirmation and then I'll have two or three quotes that really resonate. You know, it's just totally what feels right for you. But they're the first thing I always place on it. And then I work through each goal and I find images that represent that goal and really evoke that feeling of excitement, joy, happiness inside of me when I look at it. So it needs to excite you. Your vision board needs to excite you and motivate you. So something personally I love doing, instead of just finding pretty pictures on Pinterest, I actually use Instagram and I use real people. And I guess that's because for me, these people are, I see them as my expanders. And so expanders are just people who are showing you that something is possible. They're people who are taking the limiting belief away by showing you that it is living proof that that thing that you are desiring is actually possible. So expanders are super, super powerful to have in your world. They should be people that you follow online, that you engage with regularly, that really, truly inspire you. They're people that just show you not to play small. It's really about playing big and knowing that you're wildly capable. So I like to use pictures of those people. So this year, for example, I really wanted to grow my financial income, but I still wanted to work the same hours and I wanted to work from home. So I put a picture of Georgie Stevenson, and don't worry, she knows this, guys. I messaged her saying she was on my vision board, so I'm not being a creep. But I guess for me, she was living proof that it is possible, you know, when you have the right intention, when you're focused, when you're committed to your why, it is actually possible to, yeah, like increase your financial position and, you know, attract the opportunities and the brands that you want to work with. So it's really for me about finding someone or an image that is literally living proof that something is possible. And then that picture also then needs to really evoke that feeling of that high vibe feeling that I want to connect to, that every time I see it, I connect to that feeling. I then like to place this board on my computer screensaver, the back of my phone, and I also print a copy. I think the more that you see it, the more that you stay focused on your goals and really stay aligned to the energy with these goals and desires. So if you do want to kickstart 2020 in the best possible way, then definitely give some of these practices and rituals a go. I don't do all of these at once. Like I said, this is kind of like over January. These are the things that I like to do. But if you want to keep that high vibe energy and feelings going after doing these practices, I definitely recommend you using getting my High Vibes bundle, which includes the Own Your Magic notepad and the meditation album. It is seriously like a 15-minute daily practice, and it will just really help keep you on track, dreaming big and intentional. So I think that that's one of the main focuses when you do goal setting and these visions. These things are only worthwhile doing and committing your time to if you were committed to staying intentional with them. There's no point in doing them and then in February or March, you're like off on another tangent doing completely different things. Like, the power holds in these when you actually commit to it and you become very intentional with making these happen. So that's why I created the Own Your Magic notepad and the meditation album, was to really help you continue to be really intentional and laser focused on your goals and your dreams. The bundle's only like $36 as well, and I give you free shipping. So I'll put a link in the show notes if you do want to grab that. But otherwise, I hope you have a very, very happy, safe, and merry Christmas and New Year. Thank you honestly so much for your continued support this year. It truly means the world to me. I just cherish this community so, so much. And I'm so excited to be back in your ears from mid-January. I'm only taking a really short break. So I will have fresh episodes for you by mid-Jan. But in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe so that you are notified as soon as a new episode is live. All right, lots of love to you and happy end of 2021 and happy 2022. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.